Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
News Nation's Dean Reynolds. Dean, you've been a White House correspondent, a political correspondent. You've worked for the networks for years. Have you ever lived through a period like we're living through now?
No. I mean, the simple answer is no. This is bizarre. And, you know, when you get away from the bizarreness of the whole thing, it is also quite disturbing. I mean, the lack of information over the weekend from the president's doctors, then the doctors are the president's ride along outside Walter Reed yesterday afternoon. The rosy word that he may get discharged as early as today, even though he's on this 5-day regimen of some very highly experimental drugs. I don't know. I mean, I don't know where you go with this.
Well, you know what? I'm no political strategist, but here's what I don't understand. Wouldn't it have been smarter to say, we're going to keep the president here for a few days, make sure he's okay, and not back yourself into a corner? Because now if he's not released today, there will be all sorts of speculation. Whereas if they would have said, well, he'll probably be here for the week, and then they release him today, they look good.
Right. I mean, that to you and me, that may sound perfectly reasonable, but something's going on, and I suspect the president just doesn't want to be cooped up in the hospital. But, you know, above and beyond the whole bizarre nature of the briefings and the president with his ride around Walter Reed is the very real question of the timeline of when he got sick. And that's still not being answered. The White House is still not saying when he last tested negative. And, you know, that raises the possibility that he might not have been tested prior to the debate on last Tuesday night in Cleveland, where, you know, 12 feet away from him was former Vice President Biden, who, by the way, has tested negative. But still, you know, sometimes you can get infected and you don't present as positive immediately.
Mm-hmm. Dean, where do you stand on the question, which is, does all of this tip the scale a little bit as far as the voters are concerned to Biden, or is there a bit of a sympathy effect for the president, or basically none of the above?
Well, nothing has really shaken up this race for months. It's always been about the same thing. Biden up between 6 and 8 points. Now, I saw a poll over the weekend that had Biden up, I think it was 14 points nationally. Mm-hmm. But that was post-debate and pre-hospitalization.
Right.
You know, when you think about it, the debate was not an entire week ago, and all the stuff that has happened since, which could affect the polling, or might not, because of what I said. You know, we've had all these roller coaster rides of news, which would have really hammered other politicians standing, and hasn't seemed to do it to the president. He's still in the sort of 43% range.
Of course, there are very few, if you believe a lot of the polls, that are sitting on the fence. Most people have made up their minds already, haven't they?
That's right. That's right. And not only made up their minds, they're locked in and voting. Mm-hmm. You know, the voting has begun. So there are Americans who have voted before the president was hospitalized. There are Americans who voted before that, you know, debate or whatever you want to call it took place in Cleveland. So, yeah, people have made up their minds. There probably is a slice in there somewhere of undecideds, but the illness and the president's comportment during the debate, I think, are unlikely to convert them.
the next presidential debate is supposed to be, I think it's October 15th. And before before all this, the president was saying that the rule should not be changed. He was objecting to any kind of microphone switch or whatever the commission wanted to put in place. Now you have the illness as well. So what are the chances we're going to see another presidential debate? How do you think the president's going to play this?
Well, I you know, I don't want to get in his head, but I think October 15th is a little ambitious, given what the situation is. I mean, it looks to me, and I'm not a doctor, but it looks to me like he must have been infected earlier than the positive finding by the test, because he took such a steep decline from the announcement of the test, positive test, on at 1 o'clock Friday morning, to him going to Walter Reed the same day with this experimental cocktail of drugs, some of which are only given to acutely ill people with coronavirus. That just tells me he's not going to bounce back. Even if he does get discharged today, I think there has to be some recuperation. Now, knowing the way Mr. Trump operates, there will probably be an attempt to be, you know, to project this strength. There already is an attempt to project strength, and, you know, that he beat the virus. And that will be seen in political terms, you know, what a he-man. Mm-hmm. But I can't say. I would think October 15th is really ambitious.
And aside from the illness, do you think the president was going to hold firm to not accepting any change in the debate commission's rules? Because they're clearly going to change some of the guidance.
Well, remember, the forum in October, the October 15th debate is different. It's a town hall forum where you'll have average Americans asking questions. And, you know, I think there'll be some reluctance on the part of both candidates to insult the questioner the way that they may have ignored Chris Wallace during the first debate, because these are, you know, regular Americans, and I think it'd be politically maladroit to just, you know, pile in on top of each other and never give an answer to the person who directed it to a specific candidate.
Dean Reynolds, veteran award-winning national news correspondent. We're happy to have him back home here on News Nation, WGN America, every night from 7 until 10 p.m. Always great talking to you. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you, Bob.